Going on, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Right here with Francisco Rojas. And look, man, it's been all day. I am recording this on a Monday night. I usually record these in the mornings. But decided to record this almost 9:30 at night tonight on a Monday. And we're supposed to get Bo Bichette meeting with the Phils today. We've heard nothing. We've absolutely heard nothing on what's happened with Bo Bichette. So really, most of today's show, I want to spend time on, you know, Bichette. Alex Bregman signs a big deal with the Cubs, which I think a lot of us didn't see coming, and how that affects the Phils potentially getting Bichette. The Yankees also, there's the whole report about them now operating under the assumption that Cody Bellinger will sign somewhere else. So I kind of want to tie these things together. I just want to look at kind of like the landscape of the last couple of days, with last Thursday there being the news that Bo Bichette was going to be meeting with the Phils in the coming days. So this is what I really want to talk about for most of the show. Also want to get into a couple of other things, maybe a little bit around Major League Baseball later. But also, I mean, Max Kepler gets suspended for taking steroids, for taking PEDs. So I want to touch on that a little later as well. But again, wanted to start with the Bo Bichette stuff. So Bichette was supposed to meet today with this, you know, with the Phillies brass. You know, a lot of people putting the Manny Machado pick out there. I remember back from 2018, man. I remember that time when it was Machado and it was Harper. And boy, I wanted both. If there was a scenario I remember that was laid out where we could have had potentially gone out and gotten both. But I think it's worked out well for both teams for the most part. Maybe a little more for the Phils because they've gotten to a World Series. But Manny Machado has been pretty good in San Diego as well. But so Bo Bichette was supposed to meet with the Phillies today. I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing. You know, it had been reported that Bichette was going to meet with the Phillies today on Monday, and we have not heard a thing that, you know, it went well, that the meeting didn't go well, that they were looking at numbers and they both said, and they're far apart from it, and like they're not going to, you know, then, and maybe Bichette's not going to sign with the Phillies. We've heard nothing. So maybe this is, I'm not going to lie, maybe this is just me being excited as a fan, where I'm just like, hey, if we haven't heard anything, I'm pissed off. And maybe a little bit of this is because the Eagles also lost yesterday. So not feeling the best as a Philadelphia sports fan after that, you know, horrendous loss to the 49ers. That's a whole other thing. But I don't know. Again, I don't know if this is me just being annoyed that I'm, you know, I really want Bichette and us not hearing anything. Again, maybe it could be nothing, but this also could just be me just being a little annoyed that I wanted to hear some good news, and that also definitely ties into it as well. So yeah, man, it's really interesting because now, out of nowhere, kind of, Alex Bregman signs a deal with the Chicago Cubs at 5 years, $175 million, which means they're definitely not bringing back Kyle Tucker, I would assume. And also, the New York Yankees, now, who knows if this is just to have leverage with Bellinger? I don't know, but there was a report from Buster Olney that the Yankees are now operating under the assumption that Cody Bellinger will sign somewhere else. They were at a point where they were, I guess they were in a disagreement on what kind of deal they wanted, you know, both sides wanted. And the Yankees, you know, it's being put out there now that they're going to just continue to, you know, go through the offseason now looking for something else because Bellinger they don't think they're going to be able to sign Bellinger. And so after all this, it's going to be interesting because now I mean, I think a lot of us thought that the Red Sox were going to bring back Alex Bregman. We all thought that Bregman was going to go back to the Sox. But now that Bregman goes to the Cubs, and now that maybe if the Yankees aren't going to bring back Cody Bellinger, then that means the Red Sox and Yankees could be real players for Bo Bichette. Maybe they could potentially both be players for Bo Bichette. Here's my thing after, you know, looking at all this. I think it feels like Kyle Tucker's going to be a Blue Jay. So I don't think, especially if they're looking to, you know, bring in Tucker. I mean, it definitely takes the Blue Jays out of the picture to go get bring back Bo Bichette. And I believe, I didn't watch the video, but I did see Ken Rosenthal put out there, or there was a video of Ken Rosenthal, and he was talking about the Phillies pretty much being the fan that was put out today, I think, on his Fair Territory show. Him talking about basically that the Phillies are the favorite at this point. And I hope so. I really do. I mean, and I definitely think that the Phillies will be the favorite at this point, if slightly the favorite, because, I mean, it would make sense for the Red Sox to go get somebody like a Bichette if they do lose Bregman. Because it looks like Marcelo Meyer was going to be their third baseman, and maybe Bichette would play second. I think the Phillies would be the favorite just because if they're not bringing back JT, maybe it means they go all in on somebody like a Bichette. And the fact that they would go and get somebody like Bichette kind of shows a bit of a change in how they have operated under Dave Dombrowski in going for somebody like a Bichette, because in years past, obviously the last couple of years, they've kind of, for the most part, since they've gotten, you know, Trey Turner, have just run it back for the most part. So if they're going to get somebody like Bichette and they're not bringing back JT, then maybe the Phillies are the favorite to, maybe Dombrowski gets the green light to get somebody like a Bo Bichette. And, going back to the Duran trade in the middle of the season. Now, as much sense as it made, Dombrowski hasn't really gotten a huge splash at the deadline since he's been here for the last, 5 years. He hasn't made a big splash. And that Duran trade at the deadline, it was different. It was something different that they've done from the past. So maybe this really does mean that, you know, meeting with Bichette and maybe saying like, hey, JT, we're not going to get a deal done here, then we're going to go in a different direction. Maybe this really does make the Phillies the favorite. Maybe this really does, man. I'll say this just to put a bit of a bow on this. I would 1,000% be, I think. Here's my thing. I wouldn't be devastated if they didn't sign Bo Bichette. This isn't like the Phillies going after Bryce Harper. This isn't like a Philadelphia team going after a superstar free agent. Bo Bichette is a good player for sure. He's a good hitter, and you know, he has consistent all-star potential. He's a good hitter. But he's not. This isn't like going out and trying to get Bryce or Machado, in the 2018 offseason. This is not that. This is still Bo Bichette. It's not Alex Bregman anymore, because Bregman is obviously with the Cubs. So really, the only other option here is Bichette. I mean, there are other options, of course, like Tucker. But I don't think they would go after somebody like Kyle Tucker still. But so this is my thing. I think I've seen a lot of things online about Bichette, and I'd be devastated at this point. I wouldn't be devastated, okay? He's a good hitter, not a superstar, and he also doesn't necessarily, let's be honest, even if you do trade Bohm, it's not like he's a perfect fit defensively. My thing with Bregman, and I wish Bregman was 5 or 6 years younger, I wish Bregman was Bichette's age, because Bregman is honestly, let's be real, Bregman is the perfect kind of hitter for this team. He plays a really good third base. He's been a consistent hitter his whole career for the most part. I mean, he would fit perfectly in this lineup, you know, behind Harper, in front of a, behind Harper and in front of Adolis Garcia, potentially, if he's gonna be good for this team this season. You know, right in the middle of that lineup, he was perfect. Bichette, I think, is good for this lineup too. All I was saying is that Bregman at least brought that value defensively. Bichette, now I'll say this, he's an unknown because he's not going to be playing shortstop here. So, I mean, Bichette had a fantastic diving catch in the World Series and playing second base. I think that was either World Series or ALCS. Pretty sure it was the World Series because he came back in the World Series, right? Yeah. So, or at least I think he did. He either came back in the latter half of the ALCS or he came back in the World Series. I forget exactly which one. But either way, the point being, Bichette only played a little bit of second base in the postseason for the Blue Jays this last year. And, you know, it's not like he's a whole lot of experience outside of playing shortstop. Other positions he, you know, played going back to before he was called up to the majors. So that's the only part. And the point being, that's the only part where I'm like, man, I would be really, it refrains me from being devastated because it's not like it's a perfect fit. I don't know. And I don't know if I necessarily would have been devastated with Bregman either. Because again, not like either of those players are superstars. They're good players or star players, but not superstar players like a Harper or a Manny Machado. So I would be disappointed at this point though. Here's the other thing too. Another thing. In a perfect world, I honestly, if they could sign Bichette and re-sign JT, I would still like that option. I still like that option the best. Because I still think JT adds value defensively as a catcher and as a leader of the group. His hitting has declined a little bit, but it's not like there's anybody else out there on the free agent market or trading for somebody where it's just a clear upgrade. You know, maybe Adley would be, but I don't even know if the Orioles are going to trade him. And honestly, Adley hasn't even been like great the last couple of years. If they could really, if I was Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton, like if I was a front, if I had the ability to, I would love to do both, to re-sign JT and bring back JT and sign Bo Bichette. Cause I still think it makes so much sense that way. But it still sounds like from what we're hearing and seeing that the Phillies are pivoting to Bo Bichette because JT, they're not getting the deal with JT that they want. So, you know, really, that's what I would like. But, you know, we're not the owner of the team and we're not the front office of the team, so we don't have exact say in that, right? So, obviously we don't because we're not. We're just the fans. So, yeah, man. I don't know, man. It looks like the teams are top four teams that are probably in play right now are the Phils, Boston, New York. The Blue Jays are still in there. I wouldn't count out the Blue Jays still though, man, because if they don't get Tucker, I mean, maybe there's still a reunion there with the Blue Jays. Fan favorite, still had a good bounce back season this year. It would be interesting to see if he would go back to Toronto. Boston, Boston makes sense, but again, Boston is, I don't know, they don't really, they make weird moves. Like, they didn't bring back Bregman, they traded Devers last year, they've, you know, got rid of Mookie, you know, 3-4 years ago now, like, or 5 years ago, man, 6 years ago, sorry, time flies. I don't know, like, Boston's weird, though. So who knows what Boston's actually going to do? Are they a favorite? I don't even know if they are a favorite. The Yankees could be, Yankees are one to watch too because of the Bellinger news as well. So I those are the top four teams, but I do think the Phillies are still a favorite. But hopefully we get some good news soon because I think as Philadelphia sports fans, we need it a little bit, especially after that Eagles loss. But do the right thing. Do the right thing. Bring in Bo Bichette. Bring him in. This lineup needs him. Some other things, arbitration. I did talk about arbitration, the arbitration eligible players, last week a little bit, but just to retouch on it, if you didn't hear about it, The Phil settled with seven arbitration eligible players, to avoid arbitration. Jesus Luzardo with the Phils, they came to agreement on $11 million. Bryson Stott at $5.9 million. Tanner Banks at $1.2 million. Alec Bohm at $10.2 million. Joan Duran at $7.5 million. Brandon Marsh at $5.2 million. And Edmundo Sosa at $4.4 million. Okay, I really wanted to touch on this because, I mean, how can you not laugh at this, man? Like, how can you not laugh? Max Kepler suspended 80 games for whoever he signs with. I don't even know. Is he even going to sign with the team now? Like, I don't even know. Is that Max Kepler just not might not play baseball in 2026. Max Kepler suspended 80 games for testing positive for epitrenbolone. I keep getting that. I think I'm saying it right. There's just a lot of syllables there. It's a PED. Tested positive for it. And yeah, you know, I mean, look, when Alvarado got suspended last year, definitely wasn't funny because we were all pissed off and we were like, man, this is, you know, a month and a half or whatever it was into the season. And we needed somebody like Jose Alvarado for the back end of our bullpen. And we were really upset, felt like he betrayed the fans and his teammates. And yeah, that was not funny, but this is kind of funny because Max Kepler's not coming back, especially now because they got Adolis Garcia, and it's kind of like, well, Kepler, really? Really, man? But maybe we know now, we now know why he was complaining that he was not in the lineup enough, because he was juicing, and he was like, hey, Topper, put me in the lineup. I promise you, I'm going to start hitting, and maybe that's why, that was why. So, I don't know. Kidding, but not kidding. I don't know. That was really, I thought it was really funny. But Max Kepler being suspended 80 games for, don't think he's going to play baseball in 2026, but I could be wrong. Maybe a team gets him down the stretch or something, but I don't even know how that suspension works. Like, does he have to start playing for the team to get the 80-game suspension? Like, how does that even work? I don't even know. I think that must work in some way. It must work where, like, the start of the season comes and he just, no matter where, if he does or doesn't sign, like, I wonder how that works. But yeah, Kepler got suspended, and yeah, just thought that was kind of funny. It was cool. Kyle Schwarber was Indiana's honorary captain before the Indiana and Oregon game. It was really cool. He was, I think he was on the field before the game. It was cool to see Schwarber back with his alma mater. And yeah, Indiana, man, they've been unbelievable. They've been, I mean, destroyed Alabama and then destroyed Oregon. They look really good, man. I don't know. It's going to be a good national championship this year, between Indiana and Miami. You're not really a prototypical national championship. So, that's going to be fun to watch. Fernando Mendoza is really good. So we're going to see that Miami defense is good too, though. So we're going to see how that shakes out. Barely ever talk college football on this podcast. So there you go. A little college football on the pod. A little bit of around Major League Baseball. Pierce Johnson signing with the Cincinnati Reds on a 1-year deal, about $6.5 million. The Rockies traded for Jake McCarthy. Another thing, Tarek Skubal and the Tigers, the arbitration case for Skubal. This is really going to be really interesting. They're about $13 million apart on that arbitration case. I think Skubal wanted 32 and the Tigers were trying to go somewhere with like 19. So, yeah, Tarek Skubal and the, I mean, that's going to be really interesting this year. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with Skubal. I fear that he's going to go to the New York Mets. The New York Mets have not done much this offseason. Would make a lot of sense, man. The Mets need pitching. They have not done anything at this point. Do they get a big trade package and try to give up something for a Tarek Skubal? That's going to be really interesting to watch. If the Mets or somebody, whoever might trade for Skubal. Or if Scooble just stays in Detroit. That's going to be just very curious to see how that's going to shake out. And then last thing, Kyle Tucker reportedly has met with the Blue Jays, Dodgers, and Mets. So he's met with these teams. It still sounds like the Blue Jays, like I mentioned before, the Blue Jays are the favorite to land Kyle Tucker. So, you know, now that we've gotten these things, we got Schwarber signing with the Phils, you had Alonso to the Orioles, and now you have Alex Bregman going to the Chicago Cubs. And who's the next domino to fall, man? Because you got these ones you're looking at right now, Bichette, Tucker, Bellinger. Like, these are the next three big ones. Also, Framber Valdez, Ranger Suarez. See where these guys are going to end up, because I guess those are like the big names left in this offseason. So it's going to be really interesting to see how these things shake out. And JT too. I think JT, rightfully so, still, you know, one of the bigger names probably on the market, especially being the biggest catcher on the market right now. So really it's going to be a fun, I think, a interesting rest of the hot stove off season and to see what happens. Also, Harrison Bader is still out there, so curious to see where he ends up. I still don't think he ends up with the Phillies at this point. I think they're Dombrowski talked about they're set with their outfield, and they probably are, even though we don't love to hear that. So that'll do it for me. Let me know on what you think about the Bichette news about him meeting with the Phils today. Didn't get any really news on what happened today, but maybe that's a good thing at the end of the day as well. So you can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Subscribe to the pod on Spotify and Apple Pods. So that'll do it for me. Talk to you guys soon.